All right, I went down to Red Hill this morning. Just I was interested to see the reaction after Friday night. What happened to the Broncos? They got blown off the park early, 14-0 within a blink of the eye, and it could have been curtains for them. They fought back well, and geez, it came down to a nail biter. Well, it was curtains as far as the result. They get to play the Panthers at home this Friday night, where it is sudden death. Now, Darius Boyd had the boots on today. He was taking part in a few drills, but jury is still out on whether he will play. Now, I caught up with one of the senior players at the Broncos. He's played Origin, he's played Tests. I'm talking about Matt Gillett, because I wanted to ask him how this type of session compared to the rest of the year. I was wanting to get the mindset of Wayne Bennett, and basically if he'd flogged them today in response to Friday night's performance.
That looked fairly physical for this time of year.
Yeah, it was, mate. I think, you know, obviously we're not happy as a club with the way things went on Friday night. And, Wayne was, out there to prove a point, and I think that's a good thing for us. If we can train like that for the rest of the week and, you know, take that into Friday night, I think we'll be right. But, it's pretty intense out there and pretty physical as well. So, yeah, we take that mindset into Friday night and play that way at training paddock, we should be right.
Coaches, parents, we all have a different way of getting our point across. It's telling if we're angry, disciplining kids and players. What's Wayne? Is he the silent treatment type of bloke, or does he rant and rave?
No, he was pretty loud this morning, mate. He's a bit upset.
What about on Friday?
Oh, he was pretty disappointed Friday. He was pretty short and sweet with us after the game. And
no one likes the silent treatment, do they?
You know, you're in for a big one. Come back to Monday, which we were this morning. Pretty physical out there, but he's very loud. He had a few days to stir on it and come out this morning and told us what he thought. And, you know, something that we needed, and we went out there and trained a lot better than we did last week, and just taking that into the game will be very important.
I know you want to look forward to the Panthers, but what happened on Friday night?
That first 20, mate, was pretty quick. Yeah. We recognised that as a forward. Obviously, we were 14 points down pretty quickly, and, we just couldn't slow them down, you know. We wanted to try and start fast, but this time it was the other way around, and, you know, we silly penalties, which was giving them easy possession and stuff like that, which is not the way you want to play footy. You've got a complete high, which we weren't, and so we just got to change that, and we'll do that Friday night. We dish up what we did on Friday night against the Roosters. We won't be going anywhere.
Mate, defensively, late change before kickoff. You've got no Darius there. Benji comes in to start for the first time. I mean, things were going to be clunky to start with, weren't they? Did you feel by the end of the game you'd almost got a handle to that?
Yeah, I think, yeah, like you said, that start of the game, we're just a bit all over shop, you know, easy line breaks and stuff like that. Yeah. That's not the way we play. And I suppose as the game went on, you know, the better we got with identifying how each other works and add defensive structures and stuff like that. So, I suppose by the end of the game, we're getting it right and being a lot better. And hopefully, you know, that continues into this week. And, you know, we can be on the other end of the scoreboard would be nice.
How big is it playing at home?
Oh, it's massive. You know, our crowd's one of the best in the comp, and to play in front of these guys, it's pretty special and a privilege to play up here in Brisbane at Suncorp, one of the best stadiums. So,
can you give us a sense about how much the crowd does play and how much a factor it is?
Oh, they do, mate. I suppose if you those little things, those little tackles, important tackles, and big runs and stuff like that, you know, the crowd get up on their feet and cheer and roar, and that's something you can hear. And everyone talks a lot about energy, and you know that stuff when they're doing, they're roaring, they're getting behind their home team. You know that gives you energy, it makes you want to play that a little bit harder when you do hear that stuff. So, yeah, come Friday night, we want to hear those noises from the start, and you know hopefully that gets us over the line.
Well, what about Penrith? They've got off the field, they've got a bloke who knows you pretty well, and Anthony Griffin.
Yeah, well, you know he's up here for a long time, and knows the way the Broncos play, and for us, you know, we just got to go out there and do what we do best and play the way the Broncos can play. So we're looking forward to the challenge, and I'm sure Hook, you know, being an ex-coach here, wants to come up here and prove a point. And, you know, he's brought those boys together. They had that rough start to the year and played some great footy. And to be in the situation they're in now, you know, they've proved a lot of people wrong, and so they should. They're, you know, the high-energy side, and we just got to come out there and do our best to slow that down.
All right, who do you have to slow down? Who do you have to stop? Who's on your radar?
Joshy Mansell.
Yeah. Is it because you two have sort of similar beards now?
Oh, well, mine's probably better, but we won't go there. But no, I think, you know, they're outside backs. They're just, they do about 20 carries a game each and 200 metres, so they're very hard to handle. But first, you know, there's the big boys in the middle that come steaming at you. And if you're on the back foot, it's making it a lot easier for Joshy Mansour and the outside backs to slow down. So, you know, for us just to, you know, slow the play the ball down, be a lot better in that area, and that would help our game out a lot.
I know it's only early in the week, but you got an update on the skipper for us. What's your gut feeling?
I'm thinking playing, I don't think it was too bad when he did it. Well, that was a talk anyway. So it's been, you know, 1 week's down, so hopefully he can get out here and, you know, do all the right things during this week, and hopefully it pulls up sweet. But he's looking good. He's out there catching a few balls and stuff like that and doing a little bits and pieces with the boots on, so it's a good sign.
There's no tomorrow, is there?
That's right, mate. So hopefully he's right, and, you know, maybe he might not be 100%, but, you know, 90 to 100% Darius Boyd is a good thing.
Thanks, mate.
No worries, mate.
There we go, Matt Gillett, Broncos back row, one of the best in the business. It is do or die this Friday night against Penrith, the Broncos team named at 4 o'clock tomorrow.